It's Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Lisa Simeone. The Taliban ambassador to Pakistan said today that Osama bin Laden, the renegade Saudi businessman wanted by the United States, is under Taliban control at a destination known only to Taliban security personnel. The ambassador reiterated previous demands that the United States provide evidence linking bin Laden to the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York and Washington before there could be any negotiation about turning him over. But U.S. officials said there could be no question about negotiations. Meanwhile, on Pakistan's borders, more refugees from Afghanistan massed as international relief efforts began stockpiling food supplies to prevent a humanitarian crisis. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Peshawar near the Afghan border. Michael, can you give us some more details about the Taliban ambassador's remarks today?
Well, as you said, Lynn, the Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, said that bin Laden's whereabouts are now known. And for more than a week, they've been saying they couldn't find him and therefore couldn't deliver a message from Afghan clerics asking him to leave the country voluntarily. Then at the end of the week, they said the message had been delivered, but they wouldn't elaborate. Now, Ambassador Zaif is saying the Taliban do know where bin Laden is, but basically aren't telling. Now, what does all this mean, the Taliban admitting this? I haven't a clue, but this much we do know. Zaif said that bin Laden hasn't yet responded to the request by the clerics to leave voluntarily, and there's absolutely no indication the Taliban will force him to do that.
Michael, if Osama bin Laden isn't trying to leave Afghanistan anytime soon, a lot of Afghans seem to be trying to.
Absolutely, Lynn, and I found many people here today who'd come to Peshawar from the border area in the past few days. The border is officially closed, but it is possible to buy your way across. I spoke with people today who'd come from the capital, Kabul, and who came from Jalalabad, which is essentially just across the border from here, and they said that both cities are emptying out, that people are either trying to get across or simply going into the mountains to get away, fearing an attack. Another person I spoke with who said he came from the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, that's the real seat of power of the Taliban, said the same thing was happening there.
What's the international community trying to do to help these refugees, to ease this situation?
Well, relief officials at this point are simply trying to deal with the flood of people that they say they expect here in the event of an attack. Relief officials are talking about as many as 1.5 million people who could come across the border if the U.S. did attack. The World Food Program today sent an 8-truck convoy from here, from Peshawar to Kabul, with more than 200 tons of wheat. Another convoy left Quetta with a similar load, half of it bound for Kabul, half for the western Afghan city of Herat. It's a big problem they're looking at here.
On another issue, Michael, the trial of 8 foreign aid workers charged with preaching Christianity was scheduled to resume today in Kabul. What is going on there?
These are the workers from the German aid group Shelter Now International, and two of them are Americans. Their names are Heather Mercer and Dana Curry. And the 8 were brought to the court today for the second time since their detention in early August. And the Taliban's Chief Justice Nur Muhammad Saqib told them today in court not to worry about the current developments and the threat of a U.S. attack. He said none of this would affect the proceedings or how they would be treated, how they would be judged. Now, I spoke with Heather's parents. They are here in Pakistan, as is Dana Curry's mother. And Heather's mother, Deborah Audi, said the Taliban could really do itself a service, PR-wise, she said, if it simply released the detainees as a humanitarian gesture. But so far, of course, that hasn't happened. But Deborah Audi says she remains hopeful.
NPR's Michael Sullivan reporting from Peshawar, Pakistan. Thanks very much, Michael.
You're welcome, Lynn.